You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Fett. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, my vehicle is at my home, but I need my truck because it's been like it got towed. I think like over a week ago, it got towed to my home, but it's on the side of the house, and I still haven't gotten it fixed, whatever. So I really need the truck to be kind of towed or kind of like pulled up my hill. I have a, at the house, I have a hill, so you know. Trying to see if they can get like a small, just small tow truck. Can I be specific? Last
Go
time
ahead.
when they pulled when I was able to get a tow truck, but the tow truck guy forgot the company name. Not to go back to the previous stuff, but they had broke the driveway basically, so that made it hard to put a claim in with them, whatever. So I'm just want to make sure this time around we got the driveway fixed and everything. But to avoid any same situation, is it possible they can just send out a small tow truck? I really don't need to get, because that tow truck that broke the driveway was pretty heavy, and you know the driveway we had already had some issues. So I just want to make sure this time around they don't bring a big heavy tow truck, like something
We
small.
can't determine the kind of tow truck they're gonna bring. Well,
Okay.
a tow truck is gonna be probably gonna
Or
be
something they can just
heavy
pull.
regardless.
Right.
But you asking for it to be towed up a hill? Let me look at the
Yeah.
address.
Or just pull it
Because
up. Yeah, just pull it up in here.
that wouldn't be considered a roadside assistance. Roadside,
Oh,
like
okay.
emergency roadside. And they're picking up from your home address.
Yes, it's already at home, but I mean,
Yeah.
I wanted them to put it in the driveway when it was here, but the driveway at the time was getting fixed. You get what I'm saying? So it's getting fixed, so that's why I can pull it up. But and I stay in the HOA place, and they'd be tripping. So I know I got to get it moved in the driveway somehow.
What up there? Yeah, let me see something. I'm trying to get a visual on the map of the house so I can know what you're saying. Give me 1 minute.
Okay. Oh, okay, you can Google the house.
Yeah, I can see what But yeah, I know we can't determine like the weight of the tow truck or you know if it's gonna be
I
big or
see.
small. I mean, we
Right.
just really can't determine that. And that would be more of a like a winching service if you're trying to get it like winched from the bottom of the driveway to like the top of
Up
it,
the, yeah,
up the
exactly
hill
what I
of
need
it.
to get. Yeah.
So what we'll do is we'll just set it up for like a winching service so they can
Okay.
basically like pull the vehicle up the hill.
Yes.
Okay. Let me see something.
Exactly. That's perfect right there. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see.
I know that. I know they can do that. You know what I'm saying? I've seen you plenty of times. I know they can just winch it right up the hill. You know?
Yeah. They can do that. Let me see. Let me go back. I'll go ahead and start setting it up. Try. And this is a good callback number for you, 678
Yes.
468 4005.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that the keys are in it. I know you gotta let the dispatcher know, but the keys are already in the truck.
Okay, would you like to receive those text message updates also?
Yes.
All right, message
They
and
gonna
data
call?
rates may apply.
Okay. I think usually they call the dispatcher
They're
from
gonna
their own
call
way.
either way. Yeah. And what's gonna be the year and make of the vehicle that needs to service?
It is a 94 Chevy 1500.
Okay. What color is it?
Green.
Right, and we're gonna say car disabled. It could it crank and every, it can't crank right.
It can't crank. Yeah.
Okay. Will it shift?
It will shift. Okay. Yeah, it will shift. Yeah. Yeah, we're trying to move it, it will shift.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do a winching service. Not a little hitch or nothing. It's just lodged. It's lodged on like a curb or a railway.
I wouldn't say. It's flat because the subdivision is kind of like a circle subdivision. So it's just on the side of the house on a flat,
okay.
flat incline, whatever.
Okay. So I have to advise you that the winter service will be covered for the first 30 minutes. Anything after 30 minutes, you'll be responsible for. But it shouldn't take that long. But I just have to advise you of it.
Okay.
Okay. And you said the keys are with the vehicle?
Yes.
Cup holder?
No, it's in a seat.
Inside seat? Okay.
Inside seat. Yeah.
Driver?
Yes.
Okay.
Or in the middle. That type of truck has like a bench bed, so mm-hmm. in the middle.
Okay. Okay. And I have 11 Tennessee Lane.
Oh no, this is another address I stay at currently. It's 5646 Casablanca Lane.
All right, spell that for me.
C A S A. That's the Casa, and then Blanca B L A N C A.
Casablanca
Lane.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's Atlanta, Georgia. 30331.
Okay. All right, I have you mapped and located. I'm going to reach out to the provider. Now, the last time, let me look at the old ticket to see what towing company had the last time.
Oh, okay. So you can pull up who the tow service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me see which one we had.
Yeah.
You saying you didn't want to use that one, right?
No.
Okay. Then it looks like it was Camel's Towing Inc.
That'd be different than a regular towing, huh?
Yeah, the camel towing was, no, usually the tow truck providers still can do winching. It just depends on what the kind of equipment that they have.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just skip that one, but I'll go ahead and get it set up for you. And once I get it set up for you, you're going to receive that text message with the ETA time.
Uh-huh.
If you have any other questions after receiving that information, feel free to give us a call back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good day. Thank you.